you on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. In the middle could be Mevayer, how we know that Chulun Shenishchetu Ba'azore is also Lishchait, is also Lechel, and also Lahanes Mimenu. So around 12 lines from the bottom, Ela Omar Abaye Mahochi. So Abaye says, the Makir, that Chulun Shenishchetu Ba'azore is also Zasa lishchait chulam bazore. Zasa lechel chulam bazore. It says, ishchatai amiyot. You should sect kachim kobonis lifnei Hashem. Aba ishchatai, that's amiyot. Kachim you should sect lifnei Hashem. But would seem other things, not kobonis, you should not sect in the azore. Then it says another miyad v'shochat oisai. Then it says a second time v'shochat oisai. So I have here three miyutim that after kolbonis should be nishchat bazore and not other things. Klosa kroi yiseiri. Now let us see what Rashi says. Ushchotoi, Vishochat Oisoi, Vishochat Oisoi, Ma Talmud Loima. Shalish, Parshiyais, Smuchais, Zulazu, Vishlomi. These are three Parshiyas, which are all speaking about Shlomim. And these three Parshiyas are Memayit, the Shrita of other Behemoths. Bereshayne Ksiv, Ushchotoi, Pesach Oyel Mayit. Ubishtayim ksiv vishochat oisai. My Talmud loimer elu shloishim miyutim. So what are these three miyutim coming to teach us? The mashma mikulu, from all these three miyutim, I get one message. Ze nishchat bazore v'loyach. So we're going to be mevayer why I need these three miyutim and what are these three miyutim memayit. So the Gemara starts explaining like this. Lefi shenema, it says in the pasuk ki yirchak mimcha hamokim vizavachta. Now let us say there's pashtei dikra. And then there's a drash, what the Gemara is going to dash. Ki pashti dekro, ki yirchak mimcha hamokim v'zovachto. The Pasuk is telling us that even though when they were in the midbar, basar taiva was asa, they were not permitted to eat meat unless it was brought for a korban. But when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was a different seder. Yilchak mimcha hamokim, you will not be living close to the bayis. Mizavachto, you can shecht berichot mokim. So Pashti the Krah is coming to tell me a heter that you do not have to be magdish all your behemoths as you had done in the midbar. That is not necessary. No, you can shecht them berichot mokim. Now, there's a drash. Ki yilchak mimcha hamokim v'zovachto, berichak mokim ata zeveach, mi ata zeveach v'mokim korech. Now, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that a beheme that is chulen can only be geshochten berichak mokim and not bekirav mokim, which means you cannot shecht a beheme's chulen Bazor. So, Basheru Sham, we have the Pasuk is telling us two distinct halachas. The Pashtei Dekra is telling us that if you have a behemoth that is a tam, that means it's not a balmum. So, the Pasuk is telling us, even though in the midbar if this would occur, you'd be mechuyev to be magdish this behemah for a korban, and then you'd be permitted to eat it. Ki yirchak mimcha hamokim, but you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash will be far away from every yid. So then, you do not have to be magdish it for a korban. You could eat basar taive in a state of chulin. That is the pashta, the korban that is coming to tell us a heta of achilas basar taive. Now the drash is coming to tell us, but this chulin that we are permitting you to eat, we're giving an issa that the chulin should only be eaten, should only be geshochten, ki yilchak mimcha mokim v'zavachta, the zvicha should be berichuk mokim. The zvicha of this chulin should be berichuk mokim, atazevech v'yatazevech b'mokim korev. But you should not shech the behemoth chulin in the azor. Chat lechulin shaloi yishochetu ba'azor. So now the Baraisa continues. Ve'ein li elo t'mimim horuyim lekoib. So I l'chayre should say, this pasuk is speaking about t'mimim. The heter zicha is speaking about t'mimim. You don't have to be magdished for a kol. So I could say the isa of shchita ba'azore, the isa of chulam ba'azore is t'mimim. We're speaking about t'mimim. But telling you, you don't have to be magdish to t'mimim, but le'idach isa, don't shech the t'mimim in a state of chulin in the azore. Ve'en li'el t'mimim horuyim likoret, minayim l'rabois balei mumin. How do you know that balei mumin, which Pashti the Kroh is not speaking about a heter, you're allowed to shech the balmum, chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. Afil in the Midbar also they're allowed to shech the balmum, chutz from the Mishkan. So we're not speaking about balei mumin. So how do you know that the issa of chulin shenishchetu azore applies by balei mumin also? So the Gemara says, mar bani es balei mumin shekein min hakosher. Mistavre, we can make a mamatzinu. Just like by t'mimim, there's an isa, t'mim, chulin t'mimim, there's an isa t'shechted in dazore. So chulin balei mumin, which in Yisoid is a mean that's kosher lahakrove, it's similar to t'mimim, it's the same mean, it's a mean that's kosher lahakrove. So the Torah is telling us a mean that is kosher lakove is also lishchayt pemokim korev, which means in dazor. So I can learn that a mamotzinu t'mimim from balimumim from t'mimim. Now we continue. Minayin l'rabbi says achaye. How do you know you're not allowed to shecht achaye bekirov mokim? Achaye is not a min hakosher lakrove, but the pasuk is speaking about a kaponim. If we will broaden out what the pasuk is including, it's speaking about a min hakosher lakrove that's also lishchayt bekirov mokim. How do you know that achaye, which is bechlal not a min hakosher lakrove, is also bekirov mokim? So the Gemara says, mal bani es achaye shehi b'shchita kebehemet. He says, I'll make a mamatzinu and I will say, ki yichat mimcha hamokim v'zovachta all zviches, all shchites, not only by amin hakosher lakrove, all zviches should be berichuk mokim. So since achai is a bar zviche, so I'll learn out from this pasuk that this pasuk comes to include all behemoths that are b'nei zviche, it should be berichut mokim, not pekirub mokim. Ma b'ni yisachai yishi b'shchite ke behemoth. Minayin l'rabba yisesa oifes. Now how do you know to be marba oifes? There's no posik whatsoever that tells us that oifes are b'nei shchite. So it's not mistava to say that I learned out from the v'zavachta berichut mokim that this is going on oifes, since the Torah never specified that there's a din zviche by oifes. So the Gemara says,
Talmud Loima. So Oifis, your Zicha cannot learn out from this Pasik of Zviche Berichak Mokem, because the Pasik never mentioned that Oifis Achayiv Zviche. Is Talmud Loima, Ushchotoi, one miyut, Davke Shlomim, Yushechten Dazore. B'shochatoisoi, another miyut, Davke Shlomim, B'shochatoisoi. A third miyut, Davke Shlomim. So you have three miyutim, Davke Shlomim, Yushecht Bazore. And we are excluding other minim. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, לפי שנאמר כי ירחק וזבחת. ובו הכוסב להת עליהם בוסר טייבה. The posik is really coming to tell us that בוסר טייבה is mutatit. You don't have to be magdish a behime in order to be able to eat it. משיבואו לארץ. So that's פשטי דקרא. The posik is telling us that. ונל קם פרץ ישראל. Vehem yisrachku min ha-mishkan, and they will not be close to the mishkan. Lefisha, so the pasuk is saying, ki yichak mimcha ha-mokim v'zavachta v'achalta. When there's a richuk mokim from the Beis HaMikdash, you're permitted to shecht bosa taiv, you don't have to be magdash. Lefisha b'midbo lo hutru lachal shum behem aru yil akrov al yidei akrov. In the midbo that they weren't rochek from the mishkan, so they were not permitted to eat basa taiva unless they were magdished for a kolb. Then the meat that they had eaten was a basar kolb. But in this, so that's partially the kolb. But when they enter Eretz Yisrael, there's a heter of basa taiva. That's the heter. Now the Gemara makes a drash lesser. Berichuk mokeim chutz lamikdash at zevei achulan shalach. Yata zeveach bazore shemokim akorevloi. Hachi gasine, prat lechulen shalayishratu bazore. So I learn out this drash from this posit. I dash kiyichak mimcha ha-mokei vizavachto, that the vizavachto is only permissible barichuk mokei. So the Gemara said, ainli elot mimim. No, so the Pashta Dekro is speaking about Tmimim, which are Roy Lakrov, Akosu Medaba. And the Pasi gave us a heta, you don't have to be mad with shit. The Ilu Bishain Roy Lakrov, Le Yitza Bosa Taiva, they do by Midbar. And the Midbar also are permitted to eat Bosa Taiva. So if the Pasi is giving us a heta on Achilles Bosa Taiva, we're speaking about Tmimim. So, but Balei Mumim, I don't need this Pasuk to give us a heter for Achilas Bosa Taiva. So maybe this drash of Berichuk Mokim Ata Zaveya was only said by Tmimim. So Mo says, no, I'll learn out Balei Mumim from Tmimim, because Balei Mumim are similar to Tmimim Shekein Mina Koshel Hakrit. Because it's similar to Tmimim, it's the same, it's a min hakoshel akriv. Ki even the domlu bahochi, so since it is similar, Balei Mumim are similar to Tmimim in this nekude, that both of them are minim harim lahakriv, also lamigulei b'mamatzinu lahachmel v'leser. So I learn now from a mamatzinu lahachmel v'leser that, that I asser the shchite of Balei Mumim with the kir of mokim. And then the Gemara says that I'll learn out achaye. How, even though achaye is not a mean haroi lahakriv, but it is similar to a behime shehi b'shchite ke behime. There's a chi of shchita on a chai, just like there's a chi of shchita on a behime. Ve'iskish, how do I know this? Ve'iskish, lepsulei amekdoshim beparshe zois. There's a hekish chaye to a behime, psulei amekdoshim. Ach, kashe ye yochel es atzvi ve'es hayo, v'darshin ulei b'shchita schulen, ma psulei amekdoshim b'shchita, av tzvi v'ayel b'shchita. The kivin, the beshchite is kishlo. So since I know that a chaya is a bar shchite, is a bar zviche, he can lemig manami minei shiloitai shchite bazor. That, so we learn out, I learn out a mamatzinu from behemah, just like a behemah. That is a bar zvich. The Torah said, a behemah schulen, the zvich should be davke b'mokim rochig, not b'mokim korev, not in the zores, hu adin. A chayi that's a bar zvich. So also, so a chayi shel chulen should, the shchita should be, Berichat mokim, not bekirim mokim. Shalai tei shchita bazore. The chol devar zvicha osa rachma. Estes, I'm gonna learn a mamatzino. Berichat mokim ata zeveich. All zviches. A zvicha of a balmum, which is a min kosher. A zvicha of a chaye, which is not a min kosher lakrova, but it's a bar zvicha. So then the Gemara said, fine. So we just figured out as an Issa Chulun Shanishchitu Bazore by Tmimim, Balimumim, and Chayes. Minayin L'Rabbis as the Oifes. And why the Oifes different? She'ein Shchitosin Mufureshes Batoire. There's no often a posik that speaks openly about Shchitas Oifes. So Memele, it's not Mestavar to say that I'll be Marbe. From this, I'll learn out from this posik that Shchitas Oifes are also bazore, because to speak, the Torah is speaking about all baris viche. If not, the Torah is speaking about the minim that the Torah specified there baris viche. And oif, which I have no posik mefurish that it's a baris viche, so I can't learn out from this posik. If the psukim never mentioned shchita soif. So, and that the Gemara said, the Gemara brings three miyutim. Shchotai v'shachatoyse v'shachatoyse. Yochi gassinim b'teres koinim. Tamud loyim v'shchotai v'shachatoyse v'shachatoyse. V'achnami gassinim b'sifri. U'perusha. So now Rashi explains. So now I have here tzvi miyutim. A minute ago I had a problem on a knife. How do you know that by a knife there's an isa shchita schulon bazore? All the other things that we were able to figure out. And I know if I don't know, and now all of a sudden the Gemara brings three miyutin. Shlomim yishech bazore. But this, you don't shech bazore. And I have three miyutin. So what are these three miyutin? So Rashi says as follows. Perushe, chad l'chaye. One miyut is coming to tell us, a shlomim yishech bazore. But a chaye shel chulin, you don't shech bazore. V'chad loifes, the second meat is coming to tell us a shlomim yishecht bazore, but an oif shel chulin you don't shecht bazore. V'chad le'isar achila b'diyevet. And the third ushchotoi, which in reality is being b'mayit, saying there's an isar shchite, but I know already there's an isar shchite on chay and oif, so im eine inye l'isar shchite is coming to tell us that it was geshocht and you're not allowed to eat it. That a shlomim, you're allowed to, you mechuyiv to shecht in the zog, and you're allowed to eat it. But, that's v'shochat oisoi. But, chulin, an oif of chulin, a chay of chulin, if you shecht it in the zog, you're not allowed to eat it. Fine. So, memele, so I know from these three psukim, you're not allowed to shecht a chay shel chulin bazore. You're not allowed to shecht an oif shel chulin bazore, and if it was geshochten, it's also machila. So now Rashi has the kasha shem eshemayim. Why do you need a posik for a chaye? A chaye we learned that from a mamotzino. The Gemara said we learn that just like anything was a bar zviche, it has to be berichik mokim, not bekirim mokim. Udiktoni marba anies a chaye, hachi kama. Ilai kosav kro ikalameima osel ribuya beduchka. So Rashi says like this. That means the Gemara is saying, if I wouldn't have a beferish a miyut to tell us that you're not allowed to shecht achaya bazora, I could learn it out beduchik. That means I could stretch the mamatzino, even though the posik is speaking about a mean kosher lahakrove, You're not allowed to shecht ba'azor if it's chumen. But I could say, no, the pasuk is also including every ba'azriche. I could make a mamotzinu b'toichik to be ma'albachai also. But that's if I don't have an eitzah. But now that I have Baruch Hashem three miyutim, so I don't have to make a mamatzinu an achaya b'doichik, so I know I have a beferish miyut that achaya shall chulen is also lishchit b'azot. Zog the Gemara weiter. So now I know, so let us just summarize what we know. From the Pasuk, Ki yirchak mimcha ha-mokain v'zavachta, we learn out from this Pasuk that a behemah shall chulen should be geshochten berichak mokain. Yirchak mimcha mokim v'zavachta. A behemah should be geshochten berichak mokim. This behemah is inclusive, say, tmimim, and say, balimumim. Now, so it's also lishchait bekirav mokim. It's also lishchait a behemah shal chulam bazar. From the first two miyutim, ushchotai v'shochatai, say, al darshin, ashlomim yushecht ba'azore, but you don't shecht achaye ba'azore. Ashlamim, you shecht bazar, but you don't shecht a knife, shall chulen bazar. And the third Rishachat Hayis is coming to tell us that if a chay or a knife was geshecht in bazar, not allowed to eat them either. Fine. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Yachel, lo yishchait. The drash, let's go to the original limud. That I learned berichuk mokim ata zeveya. I learned you're only permitted to shecht a behemish al chulin berichuk mokim. V'loi bekirav mokim. So the Gemara says, yochel lo yishchot, you're not allowed to shecht it. But ve'im shochat, but what if he did shecht it? Yehimuta, you're allowed to eat it. That means this pasuk is only speaking about a iser zviche. Ki yirchak mimcha ha-mokim v'zavachta. The zvich has to be berichuk mokim, which means chutz lazor. So, I know from this pasuk, you're not allowed to shecht a behemish al chulen in the azor. How do I know if I shecht it in the azor, it's also b'achila? So the Gemara says, well, let's go to the next word. V'zavachta v'achalta. Oh, so now, here the pasuk is telling me, if a behem is geshochten berichuk mokim not in azore, then you're permitted to eat it. If a behem is geshochten bekirav mokim, you're not allowed to eat it. So now I know a behem that is geshochten, a behem tmimin, a behem that is, that behem is tmimin, which were geshochten in the azore, the osa bachila. Mashat is a vech berichuk mokim atoichel. So now, Adam the Issa Achila, the Gemara is also going to make the same cheshbon. The pasuk is speaking about tmimim. How do you know minayim l'rabbis balei mumim? Mabni balei mumim, shekein mina kosha. I'll learn out balei mumim from tmimim. Just like tmimim, if they were geshochten bekirav mokim, they have osa b'achila. And in balei mumim, they were geshochten bekirav mokim are osa b'achila. Umenayin l'rabbis es achaye. How do you know achaye that is geshochten bekirav mokim that is osa b'achila? Abani es achaye shi b'shchita ke behem. Alein mekamamat zin achaye from behem. Menayim l'rabbi says oifis. Oifis, it doesn't say mefurish in the Torah that they're b'nei shrite. Amaloyma, b'shochtoi, b'shochat oisoi, b'shochat oisoi. So here I know that, we'll see, chai and oifis. Talmud loyma. So now let's see Rashi and Daf Nun Ches Med Aleph. Now the second limud is, we are learning out that not only is it osa lishchait, it's osa, if you did shecht it, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, so that's so, Talmud Leiman. And this is the shchotai v'shachataisa v'shachataisa. So Rashi says, kiven the israbach hanoch minayu le'inyin isa shchite. Since we learned out from v'shachat oisai that shlomim you shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, but you don't shecht a knife in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's isa shchite, Yisrabu nami linyan achile kitmimim. So now, we'll learn out, legabi the isar achile, we'll learn out like tmimim. That means like this. So Rashi over here is saying, this is a shverer Rashi, but let's first say what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that by tmimim, there's two halachas. Halacha number one, berichik mokim ata zebeich. The mokim aroy l'shchites chulin, tmimim is berichet mokim, not bekirim mokim. So first of all, there's halachas where to shech. Then we learned out v'azavachto v'yachalto. If you shechted it in the proper mokim, you're allowed to eat it. If you shechted it in the not proper mokim, you shechted it bekirim mokim, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's a posik, that was the second chelik of the Gemara. Now we learn out as the Isar Achille by Tmimim, if it was geshochten, bekirim mokim. Fine. Now the Gemara started making cheshbonis, and how do you know Mechai, how do you know Oifes? Gemara jumps with the Shchotai, B'shachatais, B'shachatais. Fine. So here, Rashi had a problem. These psukim are not speaking about achila. These psukim are speaking about shchita. You have to shecht shlomim in dazore, but not a chay in dazore. You have to shecht shlomim and not a noif. So Rashi had a kasha, but how do you know that there's an isser achila? So Rashi says, well, if I know there's an isser shchita, and by tmimim it says that there's an isser shchite, and if you shech there's an isser achile, so I learn out the shchites oifes and chaye, that'll be an isser achile also. I learn out from tmimim. That means as long as I know there's an isser shchite, the isser achile I learn out from tmimim. Now the problem is the previous Rashi got stuck with three miyutim. One it says v'shchotay v'shachatayis v'shachatayis, so Rashi said one goes on chay, one goes on oif, and one comes to tell me that a chay v'oif, if you shechted it, not allowed to eat it. So the Rashi and Avnon Zayinim at Beis, it seems that there's no problem whatsoever on the iser achila of chay v'oif. It comes, the three miyutim come to tell me there's iser shchitan and iser achila. And Rashi and Avnon Chesom at Alev, all of a sudden, starts wondering, oh, how do I know Nisa Achila? I learn that from Tmim. So this, Rab Simcha Midesva asks on Rashi, and we'll see soon in Taisus, we'll understand the Teretz. Period. Galatzi Taisus now. Talmud Loima, Ushchotoi, Vishochat Oisoi, Vishochat Oisoi. So now, Perish Bekuntres. So Rashi said, now this is on the first Gemara, what we are learning out is an Isa Shchite, an chaye and oif bekirav mokim. Pesh bekontres the tlosi kroi tzrichi chad lechaye v'chad loifes v'chad leisa achila b'diyevet. And the third pasuk is coming to tell us that if you shechted it bekirav mokim it's also b'achila. K'de meforish gemore like the Moses later there's an isa achila. And where does it say isa achila in this third miyut? The psukim are speaking about shchita, yishechta shlomim in the zore, not, where do we see yisachila? Mein inyan l'shchita, because this is shchita, not ready to neyu l'achila. Now, so I used two psukim for chay and oif, and the third one is coming for yisachila. So Taisa says, maybe let's use one pasuk for bali mumim. So Taisa says, no, the bali mumim li'itzterich kro af l'shchita. For Balei Mumim, I don't need a posik even to ask a shchita, because I'm a first time. Shreihu min ha-kosher. Balei Mumim, you can learn out from Tmimim. Vaseifa reitza levia misvorad, you can learn out with a straight mamotzinu. I don't have to they rack my brains too much to figure out an issa shchita by balimum. V'loy tzarich ka. So Taisus says, Avogav, the Bechai, Nami koma ma'abin issa chaya, shiyeshna b'shchita ke behime. I want to learn out that all bare zviche are also bekirov mokim. Mashmet de belav koma isilo de gemara before said I learned it out from mamatzino. Veshloimet de ochi koma. This is what Rashi said. Malba anies achayim bedoichik. That means I could bedoichik learn out chaya from tmimim. Ilav krof. I wouldn't have a beferish a posik. I could bedoichik figure out this halacha. Avokiven de ikar krof. Now that there's a posik, nuki bo krof. An chaye and oifes, av balimumim yaisa shovin balimumim is mamish similar to tmimim, shein min akosha, v'yeshne b'shchite, it's mamish similar to tmimim, so this I could make a straight mamotzin. Oid yesh loima, now Taisus wants to say, not like Rashi. Talmud loima, ושחטוי, 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 דמשמי דמצח גימל קרוי, חד לבעלי מומים, וחד לחיה, וחד לאיפס. I mean, the Taisus says, now that the Gemara has these miyutim, I don't learn out anything from tmimim. I have special psukim for bali mumim, chaye and oifes. The Isarach, so if I have, so now if all three psukim are used up to Asa Shchite, so how do I know that Balei Mumim, Chai and Oifis, if you shechted the Bekir, Mokim is also Mechila, the Isarach Hila, but the Yevet Navkala, Mikod the Tmimim. Now I'll learn out from Tmimim. The Chiheich, the Navkalon, the Asiri Lechel, Tmimim, the Zavachta Vachalta. By Tmimim it says there's an Issa Shchite, and if it was not Geshochtem properly, there's an Issa Rachile. Iska Moi Kain, Nami Yosa Hani, Miacha, then Afkalon da Osa Lashochtem Bazore. After I learn out from these three Miyutim, that Balei Mumim, Chai and Oifis, you're not allowed to Shechtem the Zore, the Noima, the Kodem Asha, the Zemeach, Koyakul. Now I'll learn out from Tmimim, that if there's an Issa Zviche, Bekirah Mokim, there's an Issa Rachile. So the Rav Simcha Midasve says that this Rashi, Dafnan Chesam Adalv, is going according to the second lotion of Taisvis, that the three psukim are going on Balei Mumim, Chai and Oifis. So that's why when Rashi had come to figure out an Issa Rachile, Rashi says I'll learn out from Tmimim, because, so these are, the two Rashis, the Rashi himself, these two Lashinus and Taisvis were the Rashi also had these two Lashinus. So that's why, that's the terrace of the steer of these two Rashis. Let us go further. So now I know as follows. I know that chulen shenishchetu ba'azore, say tmimim, say balimumim, say chaye, say oif, is not only, you're not permitted to shecht, but if you shechted it, it's also ba'achila. Zog the Gemara weiter, but in our Mishnah it says, let's hold chesh, our Mishnah says it's also ba'ano. Our Mishnah says the kadesh b'chun shish wa'azore, she's not married. So we have to figure out where did we figure this one out, that it's also about not this halacha, where did we figure this out? So the Gemara continues. Yochel lo yishchit. I would think that you're not allowed to shecht. Ve'im shochat, and if you shechted, not allowed to eat. But yashlichen lifnei klavim. But give it to dogs. It's mutabano. The posik only said, Bekirav mokim yata zevech v'oichel. You're not allowed to eat it, but I can give it to a dog. What's wrong with giving it to a dog? Talmud loyma, so now there's a new drash. Lekelef tashlichan oisoi. It says, Bosor basode treife. Lekelef tashlichan oisoi. This you're allowed to give to a dog. Oisoi atamashlich lekelef, viatamashlich chulen shenishchetu bazore. So from this oisoi, I learn that chulen shenishchetu bazore is also bahano. Now we'll see how does chulin shenishchetu bazore come into this pasuk of basa basada treifa lo yisaychelu. So we'll see Rashi. Zok Rashi as follows: Vi'ato mashlich lekelev chulin shenishchetu bazore. So Rashi says, Moirdik, Vahochi mishtami chulim ne. Where does chulim come in? I'm talking about a treifi allowed to give to a kelev, so, but not chul, added chul, added I jumped to chulim shenishchitu bazore. So Rashi says, Vahochi mishtami chulim ne. Deilu haikro mairi, beboso hayoitze chutz mimchitzosai. That means, let us speak, please, and then we'll see this in Rashi. The Pasuk says, Basar basoda treifa loisei chelu. Lakel kashlicha noisei. So the Pasuk is talking about that you had an animal that was nitraf to basar treifa, became nitraf, is loisei chelu. You're not allowed to eat it. Now, kan shayla ben, so why does it say where it became nitraf? Basar basoda treifa, became treif in the soda. And if a wolf jumped into the corral where all the behemoths are, so, like, what's the chiluk where became treif? The basode is lechayre miyuta. So Chazal darshin from this basode gor interessant halacha. A sode is a open space. Normally behemoths are not found in open spaces; they're found in enclosed spaces. You close them, they don't let them wander to wherever they want to go. Behemoths are normally found in a closed space. And here it says, Basar basode leisechel. So Chazal darshan from this pasuk something very interesting. The halacha is, if I shecht a behema mu'uberes, the uber finds itself in the mother, so the shechita sa'ein helps for the uber. So if the uber finds himself teich mechitzei se'ein, that means it's enclosed by the mother, so the shechita that is done on the mother will be matter the uber b'achil. He'll grow up, he'll become a 200-pound bull, he'll have to eat it without shechting it. It's geshocht nevari, that's called the ben pekuah. Now, what is, if when I started shechting the mother, the uber stuck out his hand. The uber was in the process of getting born, and I'm in the process of shechting the mother. So b'shah shechita sa'im, it stuck out his hand. So the Gemara darshins, the hand of the uber was not inside the mother. So the hand of the uber will not be nita b'shechita sa'im. It went out of the boundaries. The hand is out of the boundaries. So the behemah will be muta b'shechita sa'im, and the hand will be osa. How do I know such a loche? Boso basode, an animal that went out of the boundaries, sode is a moke megule. So that basa basode is also loisechelu. So the basode is coming to tell me a new aloche. How do I say pshan the posik? Basa basode is equivalent to a treife. Just like a treife you're not allowed to eat, so a basa that went out of the boundaries you're not allowed to eat, and out of the boundaries means I shechted the mother, and if it stuck out his hands, you're not allowed to eat the hand. The hand is also bachila, the rest of the name is muta bachila. Now let us see Rashi in the Veinik. So Rashi says like this. V'hochi mishtam echulam inei. V'ilu haikro mairi bebosa hayoitze chutz mimchit tose. This pasuk is also speaking about bosa that went out of its mechitze, out of its boundaries. Kigoin. Uber shahoitze es yodei b'shchites imoi. That an uber stuck out his hand, that means delayed the process had started, the hand went out of the mother, is yafina lo mahaikra li isure. I learn now from this pasuk. Uboso basode, kigoin sheyotza boso, some meat went out, chutz limchitzosoi, migoloi. It went out of the mechitza, out of its boundaries, now it's in the open, kisode. It's equivalent when it's like when just like a sode is a mokim that is not mukbal, is not surrounded, it's an open place. So I learn out an uber shaitzi eshadoi, that's similar to basa basode. Arei kitreife. So here's the same halacha like treife. V'loy sechelu. You're not allowed to eat it. So this pasuk is telling us two distinct halachas. One halacha, basa basoda loisei chelu, basa that went out of its boundaries, But out of his agbalas, you're not allowed to eat it. That means you're not allowed to eat the hand sheyotza v'shah shchita say. Basal treife, you're also not two distinct halachas, you're not allowed to eat. But on these two basal, which is also to eat, I'm telling you, lakel tashlich noise. You don't, you dare eat it. But give it to the dogs, it's mutabano. So I learn out from this pasuk. But when I'm saying that it's mutabanot, the Torah put in an oisai. Oisai tashlichon lekel. This I'm permitting you to give takel. So Rashi explains, umit besev lekel tashlichon oisai, this that went out of its proper mokaim, you're allowed to give takel. Lemutechulon shenishchen tabazor. Vedoreshachi. Oisai. This one. The Issa was because it went out of its boundaries. But this one, Lekel Tashlichin Oisai. Him, the Mutaban, no, you'll have to give it to Akelah. V'loichulen shenishchetu bazora hanesorim ayidei knises mechitze. Chulen shenishchetu bazora is a similar type of Issa. It was geshachten when it was not in a proper mokim. It was geshachten dazore. So, uber shahitzi yadoi is also, the shchite does not help on the yad because the yad was not in the mokim haroyle shchite. It was out of the mother. So, I said, oisai, this one, you'll have to give to Kelev. But another case where there was a shchite, which was not in the proper mokim, in other words, chulin shenishchetu bazore, the din is it is also lashlichei liklovim. Okay, so now we know that chulin shenishchetu bazore is also bahano. We learn that from the miyut of oisayata mashlich lechulin shenishchetu bazore. Fine. Now we're going to have a story. Ashkechinu mar Yehude. Mar Yehude found L'Rab Yosef, L'Rab Shmuel, Barei de Rabbe Babachone, Rabbe Kaime, Apischa de Bei Rabbe. They were standing in front of the door of the Beis Medrash of Rabbe, and Mar Yehude passed by, and he wanted to stump them with a kasha. Let's see what they have to say about this kasha. Omelo. So he told them, I have two baraises, and I have a big problem with these two baraises. Maybe you can help me. Tanya, I learned one baraisa. It says as follows. A mekadish bepetach hamer. First was mekadish anisha bepetach hamer. Vibosa becholov. Ubechulin shenishchetu bazore. Rabshimenoima mekudeshes vachomer moimerim eino mekudeshes. Now, let's try to understand the first two halachas. We learned on Daphnun Zainam at base. Rabshimen holds petach hamer, calls man it's alive, it's mutabano. Makadish bepetach hamer, it's mutabano. The chachamim hold that it's also mechaim. Fine. So we understand this machlekes. We hear on Daphnun Zainim at Beis Basal becholov. Reb Shimon holds it's mutabano. It says vanchei kodesh tiyuli and basal sadateif alois el kaltish lichanoisai. And it says ki am kodesh atal isabashel gedi. So we learn out am kodesh from anchei kodesh, just like treife. You'll have to give to kelev. Vasubacholov, Yosalat, the gift of Kelev, that's Shitas Rab Shimon. So Rab Shimon holds that a petach hamoyer mechaim is mutabano. Rab Shimon holds Vasubacholov is mutabano. He can be Mekadesh Anisha. But in this Baraisa, there was another thing that Rab Shimon added to his list. Chulun Shanishchetu Bazor. Mekadesh Chulun Shanishchetu Bazor. It's also mutabano, and she's Mekudesh. No, okay, it's not, we didn't have such enough in the posik, this is a chadrash, perichik mokim, it's okay, he didn't hold up this drash. That's not ekvelt. So memele, so he holds chunshish bazore is muta. Or isa ano, we have to have a, an isa ano, we have to have an oisoi from lokal tashlich, an oisoi, and banat chunshish bazore, al kaponim. So Rav Shimon, we see Rav Shimon held that chulin shenishchetu bazore is lav the eyes. The remino, or remino. Now I'm going to ask you a kasha. רב שמן אומר חולן שנשחטו בעזרה ישחייפו. He says you have to burn it. וכן חיה שנשחטו בעזרה you have to burn it. And it seems from this halacha of Sreife, it would seem that it's also min ha-Torah. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi how pshat in the kasha. Zot Rashi. Tanya, amakadish bepetach ha-meir, b'raisi, this is a b'raisi. Rabbi Shimon ha-meir mekudeshes, bepetach ha-meir mechaim, Rabbi Shimon le-tamei, domal el, mutabano. Bebasa b'cholov, Rabbi Shimon le-tamei, domal el, mutabano, isa basfoz mutabano, u b'chulan b'azore. So Rashi says from the first b'raisi, kasova isurei lav d'iraisi. There's no isa b'chulan shenishchut b'azore. La yisa shchita soy, there's no isa teshechte. La yisa hano soy, there's no isa hano. Nothing, it's muta min ha-Torah. La yidorish berichuk mokim hochi. He doesn't, this whole drash that we had till now, that it's a tongas an isa berichuk mokim ha-Torah, he doesn't hold of this drash. Elo midarabon. Chulon shenishchutu b'azore is also midarabon. Why did the Rabbanan ask if he doesn't order this drash? Why did the Rabbanan ask this? So Rashi says, go and under the top. That means, let's just give a preview of what Rashi is going to say. A person comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's busy there, a shechting, they're making zrikas, and a Yankel comes into the Beis HaMikdosh with his chulin, and he shechts it. And then the person is watching him, Yankel's the Chafayna Yid, he's shechting it. And then he's watching, how they're going to make the Zrike? No Zrike, they're not making any Zrike whatsoever. And all of a sudden, and then Yankel says, thank you very much, and he takes the Behema out, no Zrike, and they're ready to eat it. So someone is looking at him. So why didn't they make Zrike? What happened over here? Now it didn't have a badge on it. I'm chulin. No one will know the difference. I mean, there's 2,000 behemoths. They're all them are kabonis. Who would chulin that this is chulin? So the person will start. Oh, why did they make mistama became nifsal? Mistama became nifsal, but the shechita became nifsal, so they couldn't make zrika. That's what he didn't make that. Obviously, make mistama became nifsal. But let me see what Yankel's doing. Yankel's eating it. Shem b'shmayim. I see. You shecht a korban, and you didn't make zrike, some was nifsal, and you're allowed to eat it. I saw it with my own eyes. So memele, so since this could bring a meirdike kilku, so Chazal said, midarabon, if you shecht a chulun ba'azore, you know, this is, in aloch, it's mutter, there's no trash, but you know, this is very deceiving. You get the people are going to learn from your actions, that a pasul a korban you're allowed to eat. They won't know that this is not a korban. Who's going to chum that this is not a korban? So therefore they asked it, b'achila b'ano. So memele, so that'll be a good lesson. The next time, you go to the slaughterhouse. You can go to here, you can make kilkula. Let's see what Rashi says. B'chulam b'azore, kasova isure lav dirai. So lo yisa shchitos, lo yisa anosa, lo yidorish b'richak moke moche. Elo midarabona. Why is it also midarabona? V'mosi l'meima. People will say, Kochim shenifsulu la'ache shchite. People will say that this is kochim that became nifsul. Shalai nizrak doman. I watched. They didn't make zrikas adam. The kamasani minayu. And he's eating it. V'osei lehonis mikochim shalai nizrak doman. So people will learn out from this that yalat evano from kochim shenizrak doman. That's that. So now the gemara sakashe. We learned another Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, "Chulan shenishchutu b'azore yisroifu." Now, this yisroifu leisagilu b'kvura. Now, why should you have to burn it? That's what he's telling us. You have to burn it leisagilu b'kvura. Alme isure min ha-Torah. Oh, if he said yisroifu, we'll see by chaya. That's the key point. If he said by a chaya yisroifu, so we see this whole that he holds it's also min ha-Torah. The imidarabona, if we will say that the whole, everything is midarabona, mi machmarin and kulahai, so why will you machma by a chai? Nehei de bebeheime gozerot of psulei amagdoshim, play name rakochi psulim nikborim, elachaye, איקר איסר דידו לאבדי רייסה, מהרחי טייסי, עולה כל המגזר אותו קודשם, ולא מי בשריף אפילו בקבורה. It should need. Alabadi asur min ha-Torah. Alabadi asur min ha-Torah. So let's just explain this before we end the Rashi. So Rashi is saying like this. If you tell me that Rav Shimon Ol Zchushis Vazore is mutter min ha-Torah, the whole reason they ask it not allowed to eat it because people will think that it's a kachim, psule ha-Makdosh, people think that it became nifsal. That's what people will think. So therefore, not allowed to eat it. No, they were not. Fine. Vidarabon. Now, what are you going to do with it? So, the Abahimi will have to burn, because if you won't burn it, again, people will start learning from your actions. Oh, I saw that this Mstama is a Kolben, it was Nifsal, he's not eating it, and he buried it. So I see, Kotchim, Shenifsalu, he can bury it. I was always under the impression you have to burn it. That's a din, Kolshim, Bekaydish, Posel, Beishtisav, there's a mitzvah Sreifa. But this person who shechted this Abahimi, which is very similar to a Kolben, he buries it, so I'll learn from his actions that it's, that Kachim Shanev Sulu is Mikvura. So therefore, the Chazal said, no. If you Shecht Chulin Bazore, you're gonna have to go through the letter of the law and act Ke'ilu this was a Kolbin, Shenishchat Pepsu, and you're allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to have an offer, and you have to burn it. That's by behind. But let us come, Rav Shimon said, by a chaya also like this. Now, when a person brought an achaya into the base of Migdosh, there was no person who thought that this was a kolben, because there's no such kolben as a chaya. So when he shechted the chaya, and then he said thank you to the sheikh, he's going to start eating it, no one's going to ask a kasha, ooh, you didn't make zrike, oh, I know why you didn't make zrike, because of... Who knows? This isn't a kolben. There's no such a kolben as a chaya. So memela, everyone will understand, if you shecht a chaya, it should be muta b'achila. They shouldn't have to bury it. You shouldn't have to burn it. It should be muta b'achila. And Rab Shimon said that a chaya, you have to burn. A chaya that was geshecht in the zor, you have to burn. So how does this stem with Rab Shimon? If we hold chulin shenishchtu bazore is mutter meikar adin, and the whole din schreif is because of a kilkul that people might think it's a kolben, by a behem al baydis, but by a chaya, there's no legitimate reason to say that it should be also machila. There's no legitimate reason to say you need schreif, you need kvura. It's mutter. And Rav Shimon said you by a chaya you need schreif min atayr. So what's pshat? Let's again see, right? It's a koch, it's a sminatir. So let's again see the Lashon Rashi. We say, Gilu b'kvure. Alme isure minatir. Di'i midrabonon, if you'll say, well, this is midrabonon, mi machmerin in kulahai. Meheide bebehem gozorot apsule amagdoshim. By behem, I understand everything. It was guys, le name rukotshim psulem nigborim. So you have to burn the behem. Alochaye? I'ike isure didei lav di reis. Meheide teisi. Halakala migzer otto kochim. There is no gzeira by kochim. Everyone knows that a chai isn't a kolben. Vlomi bisreife. Vafila bikvuri you should need. You don't need kvurami. It's muta bachila. No one will make any mistakes over here. Elo vadai. So from this paraisa you see, isuran minatoire. That it's also minatoire. Usreifosom midivrei soifrim bebeime gozor duma osa lamei mekotshim psulem lekvurim vateira omro yisreifu vachayin ami gozru shloi tachlik bedin chulin shenishu de bazore shehishvu chachomim divreim bachomokim shloi yifakpeku bahem. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, if it says over here that achaya you have to burn, there's only one way I can understand this. I'll tell you pshat. Chulin shenishchtu bazor is also min ha-Torah. That's also. Now, to eat it, you're not allowed to have anor from it. It's also min ha-Torah. Saya chaya, saya behem. Now, what is one supposed to do with something that's also bahanor? What are you supposed to do with it? So there's a halacha. You have to dispose of it. You can't leave it around. This is also bahanor. It's a dangerous article. You have to dispose of it. How does one dispose of isurei anor? You bury it. That's the way of disposing it. You bury it. No one will have enough from it. Shalom al Yisrael.
Now, theoretically, if chulin shenishchadu bazal is also min ha-toire, so we have to dispose of it. This is ad rabbonu dekedin. So you have to dispose of it, and you should dispose of it mid rabbonon with kvur. Now, this behemah, which was geshachten bazore, if I'll dispose of it with kvure, I'm gonna make a kilkul. People might still think this is kochim. And it was, psuli amagdoshim. So a behemah, I can't say that you could dispose of it through kvure, because if you dispose of it through kvure, you can make another kilkul. So, when Chazal said that chulin shenishketu bazore midarabonon has to be disposed, they chose a disposal of sreife to take care of other problems. So now, when they made a halacha that chulin shenishketu bazore has to be disposed, they did not want to differentiate this chulin shenishketu bazore and this chulin shenishketu bazore, so they said, achaya also you should dispose with sreife, to be consistent. That means it has to be disposed because it's also about nominat Torah. So they were consistent that they said it had to be b'sreif. So that was my Yehudis Kasha. That was my Yehudis Kasha to them. They were standing outside of the Beis Medrash. She says, I have a good Kasha for you. One Bereis, it seems, Rav Shimon holds chulin shenishketu bazore is muta. It's muta minat Torah legami. You can be mekada shenishe. In the second Bereis that says it's b'sreif is muta that holds it's also minat Torah. And that is why Sai Chai and Sai Behemoth is a din sreife. So he asked them this kashe ish tiku. They had nothing but to say. This is what they were stumped.